The Stones gave us Sticky Fingers on this date in 1971. And happy birthday to Valerie Bertinelli is 64, Eddie's former wife, and Lee Majors is 85.
The $6 million man is still going?
Yes. Trash. Trash.
Yeah, I was more $6 million man. Were you more Fall Guy?
Oh, $6 million
man. Yeah, I was $6 million man. All right, there's a story here about how Eddie Van Halen had to play the drums instead of his brother Alex on the Van Halen 3 album. That's the album that we were talking about where Gary Cherone sang lead vocals. That was after they kind of kicked Sammy Hagar out of the band. They had this guy, Gary Cherone, for one album. Alex Van Halen was drinking so much he was not capable of drumming, at least not quality drumming. And we get the story from, the story is told by, of all people, Mike Post. Mike Post is the guy who is responsible for some of the biggest TV show jingles, songs from the 1970s and 80s, like Magnum P.I., Rockford Files, Hill Street Blues. Yeah, he did all that stuff. Well, he was a longtime friend of Eddie Van Halen, and Eddie pulled him in to try to help salvage this album. So Mike Post agreed to produce the album. And, you know, he knew that Eddie at the time was struggling to maintain his sobriety. And he felt that if I don't want to do this, but if I don't help Eddie produce this album, Eddie's going to go over the edge and he'll lose his sobriety. Post said, I heard some of it. He said, I knew the record wasn't any good. I knew it was kind of crappy, but this is what Ed wanted. And he says that at the time, Alex was going through a messy divorce. And his substance abuse was way off the charts, beyond his usual standards. He says it was one of the worst periods in his life. He was drinking a lot. He just wasn't Al. He wasn't playing like Al. So Eddie even realized that. And Eddie decided, you know what? Maybe I should be playing drums, and then Alex shouldn't even be on this album because he's just not doing well right now. But so he says to Mike Post, but you know what? I can't tell him. You got to be the one to tell Alex he's not playing on the Van Halen album. And Mike Post is like, what? I got to deliver the news?
He's your brother.
Yeah. I mean, you can't tell your own brother. So, but then once again, Mike Post is like, well, if Eddie has to do this, Eddie's probably going to have a relapse. He's going to go, I got to go do this. So he said there were some tense moments. Alex agreed to back away from the project. Post doesn't really specify how many of songs in those albums that you can hear Alex on, but it's mostly Eddie Van Halen.
Or how many you want to hear.
It's mostly Eddie on the drums there. Okay, and now to Kool and the Gang and their link to Van Halen. What do they have to do with Van Halen? Congratulations to Kool and the Gang. They are going in to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Robert Kool Bell, the band leader, says he could not be happier to be into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They just lost one of their big guys not too long ago.
Yeah, one of the guys died in the last year or so.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it happen.
But Kool Bell is he'll be part of it. They toured with Van Halen in 2012. Do you remember that they were the opening act? It was David Lee Roth's idea. He called up Eddie one night and he said, "I got a crazy idea." He said, "You know, we could do like this whole big 80s thing. Let's get Kool and the Gang to open for us." And so they did in 2012. And we'll get to that in a second. But he said, Kool Bell said, "Yeah, I think we belong in a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm from Ohio, after all. That's where the Hall of Fame is. You know, I'm a Buckeye." And he said, "And we do have a link to rock and roll." He said, "We did 48 shows with Van Halen."
Wow, I never even remembered that.
He said, "I did shows with Kid Rock. We played with the Dave Matthews Band, Elton John, Rod Stewart. That's rock and roll, right?" he says. And so they asked him, Rolling Stone asked him, "Well, and what are your three songs going to be? That with three songs, you get to play three songs at the Hall of Fame. Which ones are you going to pick?"
This has got to be one
this
of them.
One, yeah. This is one of them. He says, "Well, you know, the last three songs we close the show with are this one here, Celebration. This is the show ender. They also do Get Down On It and Ladies Night in the last three. So Get Down On It, Ladies Night, and Celebration will be those three. And as for touring with Van Halen, he says, man, it was great. We were playing the Glastonbury Music Festival in England. We were on the show with Coldplay and some other rock groups. And David Lee Roth, he happened to see us on the BBC, so he called up Eddie and Alex, and he goes, hey, I got the perfect group to go out with us on tour. They said, who? He goes, Kool and the Gang. They go, man, what have you been smoking over there? He says, but it was great. And they asked, Rolling Stone asked, well, what was Eddie Van Halen like? And Cool Papa Bell said, yeah, he was great. He says, Eddie Van Halen says to me, I feel a little nervous before one of the shows. I said, what do you mean you're nervous? You're one of the greatest guitarists out there. He said, yeah, but, you know, it's been a while since we've been out. And he says, but every night that guy was great. It was great.
I remember seeing BTO open for Van Halen. That was a kind of a cool double bill where they brought some of the older dudes out.
Yeah.
But Kool and the Gang is a funky double bill.
Kool and the Gang and Van Halen back in 2012.